You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, Bronnie spoke with Marvin Davidson about regulations around political donations. On Tuesday, the Directors General of Security Intelligence Service and the Government Communications Security Bureau, GCSB, gave evidence to the Justice Committee about foreign interference in local and national elections. Their concerns centered around the lack of transparency around donations, in particular those from overseas donors. This comes after a $150,000 donation in 2017 to the National Party from a New Zealand registered company owned by Chinese billionaire Lang Ling. Madame Davidson began by telling Bronnie Wilde about why the Green Party believes the current laws around political donations are insufficient.
Include the fact that you can make an anonymous donation of up to $15,000, and there is absolutely no cap on the maximum amount that an individual can donate. There is no ban. You can currently donate from overseas in a roundabout way. And so the Greens have been very clear that we want to put a cap on individual donations of $35,000 and reduce the amount for anonymous donations down to $1,000 and absolutely ban all overseas donations. Those are just some of the main changes that we think are the minimum to make to uphold a proper democratic process for New Zealanders.
What are the concerns for democracy about these large overseas donations and other non-transparent donations?
Oh, it's yuck. It's icky. Big money buying the influence of politics and of government, and that's a dangerous trend, and we're seeing that play out pretty badly. Well, it's been playing out around the world for far too long. Why should some groups and some people be able to have more influence to protect their industry over what is often the well-being of people and the planet just because they can afford to buy politicians? I think that New Zealanders are really concerned about that. I'm certainly concerned about it. It's not a good way to run any democracy.
And you mentioned a bit about international cases of this happening. How have we seen big money interfere with politics in other countries?
Well, Australia has had big tobacco influencing it for many years. Big oil, guns, racing industry, which is the one that the former National Trade Minister Todd McClay facilitated a large donation from a billionaire non-New Zealander. And so why should those industries be able to lobby and have more influence over any other New Zealanders? I think that's not the way that people expect our democratic processes should be set up.
You mentioned just then that donation previously to the National Party from Lin Lang, I believe it was his company. Some would say that this was done transparently and legally, but what do you as the Green Party believe in terms of this being in line with the purpose of the law or whether this should have been allowed?
I think it's shady, and whether it was done in a roundabout way to keep it above the legal parameters, I think it goes against the spirit of what is intended in our democratic processes, which is to ensure that we are clear of who is making donations, what industry they're involved with, and what industry they're trying to protect. So it's about having the faith of New Zealanders that we've got a strong democratic system that is not vulnerable to big money lobbying.
Could the case be made that it's a positive thing economically for New Zealand to have this money coming in from overseas rather than using up our own resources?
Well, no, because it just goes to the political party for campaigning, and it comes with a tie. It comes with strings to an industry. And do we want to argue that hampering laws that regulate a gambling industry is good for the economy or for New Zealanders? The industries that have been upheld by these big money donations have tended to be industries that absolutely hamper true economic sustainability. We have seen big oil get in the way of taking action on climate change. That's an economic, social and environmental danger. We have seen gun lobbyists interfere in Australia and America politics. Their agenda is about profit. It was about protecting the harmful industry. It was not about the people or the economy or the environment.
The Green Party's stand is that they want a complete ban on international donations. Now, I understand that director of the SIS, she seemed to think that this wasn't feasible because people would just go about this in roundabout ways through New Zealand representatives. What would you say to that?
So the ban on itself is not the end and is not the only thing that will be needed. That's why the Greens have offered a suite of changes, a suite of measures, which includes the individual donations cap of $35,000 and reducing the anonymity threshold to $1,000. And yes, while there are ways to sort of beat around the bush to get overseas donations through the system, we still think that there can be a tightening that needs to be discussed. We absolutely need to make sure that we can be fully transparent when it comes to accepting overseas and big corporate donations.
When the SIS and GCSB first briefed the Select Committee earlier this year, was there any response or action taken at that point?
So the Justice Select Committee, we know that after every election, the Select Committee is supposed to do a review after every election and look and consider any reforms or changes or issues that should be raised well before the next election. We're coming up to 2020 real soon. Campaigning is about to happen. And I'm concerned that this process, that the Select Committee review, hasn't happened yet, that we haven't seen the recommendations yet. So it's been slow, and I'm definitely wanting to raise my concerns directly to the Select Committee about that.
Yeah, and so on that, what do you think is the feasibility of any kind of law reform happening before next year's election?
I still think we have to. I still think that this is something that is supposed to happen by convention. It's supposed to happen to make sure that our election processes, which are however important, are fair and transparent. And we'll definitely be wanting to push to make sure that going into 2020, we've got some good laws and electoral laws in place.
Lastly, I was aware that the SIS and GCSB evidence also highlighted that this is prevalent not only on the national level, but also across local government. However, given that campaigning has begun for these local body elections, I'm guessing the likelihood of any kind of reform happening in time for those is not that high.
Yeah, and we dropped the ball on that. I think it's another reason why we should have seen the Select Committee process happened some time ago, and we should have had a report through a lot earlier. So I'm absolutely concerned about that and will be wanting to raise my concerns.
Previous Prime Minister and leader of the National Party, Helen Clark, weighed in on Twitter earlier this week saying money politics is a curse the world over and corrosive of the democratic process. While the Labour Party has not yet received any similar political donations recently, there was a scandal before last election about overpriced artwork being auctioned as a way to funnel donations into the party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.